told you I was going to make it hard to win these Diamondback tickets.
Anybody get it yet?
Not yet.
Not so yet.
You
wow.
have to text the answer to 411-923. What are the five essential categories in setting up your own backyard homestead or a backyard farm? We covered it with Terry Dobbs of the Tractor Supply Company from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. We covered the five essentials. Text your answer to 411-923. First correct one. We'll be going to watch the Arizona Diamondbacks take on the Atlanta Braves Thursday night, August 25th.
And those are good seats, too.
They are.
They're
right,
right behind
row
the dugout.
12.
Boy, they're great. Great seats.
At Rosie on the House, we strive to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, and part of that is having a Rosie on the House certified partner there for you. We're constantly looking for the best of the best. We talk about hiring a contractor. We're constantly screening contractors, and I'll tell you, the success ratio of contractors in the funnel that successfully completed out is well below 50%. But we do have a new one added that we'd like to highlight briefly. It's Arizona Ramjack of Arizona Straight Line Construction. So now we have two foundation specialists that work all over the state of Arizona. You can find Ramjack of Arizona in the foundation category of Rosie on the House. If you've noticed cracks at the corners of your window or popping noises in your attic, whoa, signs that the soil under your home may be shifting, that's your first call is to a foundation specialist. And again, we have two. Welcome, Ramjack of Arizona, to Rosie on the House.
All right, let's see. We've got calls, 1-888-767-4348. How about Larry calling from Prescott? Good morning, Larry. We'll take Larry, and then we'll get to the number one most important point you need to consider in picking a contractor for remodeling your house. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. Hey, I have those essentials.
Oh, I could hear you okay when you said hello, and then we got waffly and we lost you.
Try that one more time.
I have those five essentials you were inquiring about.
Oh,
hey, if you've got them, we'll take them. We said
okay,
text, but if you're on
ready?
The line,
we'll count them off. Go ahead.
Chocolate chip cookies. bubble bath. Bamboo sheets. A down pillow, filet mignon.
You know, it's pretty close.
The bubble bath threw him off. You got four out of five. Sorry.
I had a question regarding putting concrete over a LP gas line.
Okay.
Is that permissible?
Well, technically, no. Not in any municipality I'm familiar with. Now, when you say putting concrete over an LP line, you know, if it's a LP line that's stretching from the manifold at the corner of the property over to your barbecue and you have a 3-foot wide sidewalk going over the top of it, that's one thing and you could probably get away with it. If it's anything much bigger than that, I know like when we want to run natural gas to a kitchen island, we literally have to put a 2-inch steel pipe in the ground that the gas line then runs inside of that. So it's completely encased and sleeved in a much larger pipe. What exactly are you trying to get done?
And I just had a old copper line replaced with the metal gas pipe, and then the portion that's underground is the yellow tubing. I'm not sure, but
yeah.
What the technical name is for that.
Yeah.
It's about 18 inches deep, and the part of the driveway would be on top of that. And I've been reading up about some horrendous explosive activities that has probably made the code what it is.
Okay,
so
it is.
I just want to make sure I was in compliance.
Yeah, I'm imagining you're probably going to call Dave Barrett at Barrett Propane up in your particular area and talk to them about what the requirements for your building municipality are, or the Coconina or Yavapai County restrictions are. But I'm thinking over the length of a 14, 16, or 18-foot wide driveway, we're going to want to fully sleeve that and allow the gas to actually escape should there ever be any small leakage underneath that slab. Larry, we appreciate the call and good try on the five essentials of a homestead. If it weren't for the bubble bath, man, you would have won these Diamondback tickets. All right. That opens a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. The most important thing you need to know in hiring a remodeling contractor for a project at your home: license, bonded, insured. Make sure the license, the bonds, and the insurance all are in effect during the duration of the project you're in figuring on getting done.
And what does that mean to be licensed, bonded, insured? Next Saturday, that's what our 10 o'clock hour is. What it takes to become a license, what it takes to get a bond, what insurance realistically is. So if you're considering a career in the trade, you'll know, all right, here's what my upfront investment needs to be just to get started with a truck out of my home.
In the state of Arizona, it's more than just printing business cards. We're going to put you through a little maze of requirements to ensure that you are one of the people we want licensed in Arizona. So licensed, bonded, and insured. You're also going to want to meet the candidates on multiple occasions. I would say meet each candidate three different times. Meet them at your house. Meet them at their place of business. Meet them on a current job they're currently doing. If they are late in any one of those three meetings or not prepared, didn't have what they said they would have ready for you at those particular meetings, disqualify them. If they can't be on time during the dating process, after you sign the contract and marry them, I promise you it isn't going to get better. They're trying to impress you during the dating period. If a red alarm goes off in your head, pay attention to it. But the most important thing you need to consider in selecting your contractors is know this. In any remodeling project of any size, there's going to be a day that you're going to consider less than magical. It's going to be maybe there was a tear in the dust screen, and as the crew got started, they didn't pick that up at first, and the drywall dust or the thinset dust is infiltrating the rest of the house. Now we've got a complete total cleanup to do. Maybe you fail at inspection. Maybe a subcontractor's grandmother dies and has to go to the funeral. And I'll tell you this, every drywaller I know has seven grandmothers, okay? You just need to know that. That's just the facts of life.
And they're miracle grandmothers because they've all died like seven
times.
I know.
And so there's going to be a day that something goes wrong on the job. Remodeling is not a science. We're not doing this remodel in a factory under completely controlled environment. We're at your house with your kids, with your family members, in your neighborhood, and we're transporting every single piece of material we need to your house to get it constructed. Something is going to go wrong. The day it goes wrong, which one of the candidates are you talking about do you want walking up your sidewalk to take care of it? Which one of the candidates are you currently talking to that are licensed, that are bonded, that are insured, that you had visited on three different separate occasions, that they have shown up every time on those appointments on time or ahead of time? They were always prepared at every single meeting. Which one of those contractors, candidates, are you going to want to be walking up the sidewalk the day something on your job goes wrong? And that is the most important criteria for selecting a contractor. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful Ponderosa Pine Forest of Coconina County, just outside Flagstaff, Arizona, at Tut Hill County Park for the Get Outdoors Expo with Mike Russell, who's joining us now. Mike, thank you very much for getting up so early, Mike.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah, very well, very well.
Getting up early? Come on, it's not that early. It's not that early. Come on.
I'm just checking.
All right.
Just checking.
You were worried about your breakfast sandwich. It took me a while to get it here.
Thank you for the breakfast sandwich.
It took us a while. I don't know Flagstaff too well, so I learned.
Okay.
Now I know Flagstaff. I have it mapped.
All right. Very good. Talk about what you've got going on here at the Get Outdoors Expo.
We have it all. In Scottsdale, we had to bring the outdoors indoors because of the heat here in Flagstaff. We're going to see a high of 80 degrees under some nice puffy white cloud cover, and we get to celebrate the outdoors. We have the amazing Air Dogs as usual. We have some great vendors here. Game and Fish is always partnering up with us, and they brought everything. Ride Now Power Sports, it's all out here. Food, fun, whole family. The adventure course for the kids is right next door to us, so you get out to the adventure course here at Tut Hill Park. There's so much to do.
And the hours?
The hours. 10 to 6 today, 10 to 4 tomorrow.
All right. So if you've got an itch for seeing all the things that you can learn to do in the great outdoors of Arizona, Tut Hill County Park,
today.
Yep, Pepsi
and tomorrow.
Amphitheater. Yeah, at the Pepsi Amphitheater.
Is there
right.
a cost?
Come a seven. What I want you to do is go online, ArizonaGetOutdoors.com, and you can get half price tickets if you use the code GetOut16. That's GetOut16. Active, retired, military, free. First responders, free. Kids under 12. Free.
Okay, you've got a complete lineup of off-road vehicles over here.
Yes, we do.
I guess technically off-highway vehicle.
There you go. OHV. That's yeah. right. Yes, okay. We'd be correct there. Yes.
I call them quads.
I do too. I still do too. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got a whole lineup there.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Who's here representing that?
Right now, Power Sports has brought everything, and they're actually auctioning off one of the most popular things from the Scottsdale Expo. Was an electric bike. I don't know if you got to ride around on that.
I
but
saw
it's,
it.
It's actually going. It's actually handles this grass knoll here. Up and down just fine. And our friends at Sportsman's Warehouse are here. They brought all their goodies. Game and Fish has archery for you to try, one-on-one instruction in the archery. There's the family fishing pond up here as well. There's just so much to do and so much to see. And I can't understate the weather up here. The weather here is just absolutely beautiful.
Did you get up early enough in the afternoon yesterday to participate in that hailstorm that hit the area?
Well, I was not up here yet. I was down there on the radio.
It was. Oh yes, you were.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
It was an incredible hailstorm.
Really?
Really. Oh, really incredible hailstorm. Take a look at this picture.
Well, good thing. Holy cow!
That is good friends of mine in the Lone Pine Saddle of Four Peaks Monday night at sunset. We rented three of these Polaris Razors that they've got stacked up over here.
Right.
Was that a hoot?
That is.
You
amazing.
Can actually scroll backwards and see Jennifer just cutting donuts in one there.
Oh,
right
she's
going
to tear it up.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Look at that.
You
guys had it ready.
Oh,
look at that.
What a bunch of fun. We had a blast.
This whole area is so much fun. And you have no excuse to sit down in the valley in the heat right now. Bring the entire family up here. Do some fishing. Shoot some bows and arrows. Learn some stuff. See some great air dogs. It's always fun. Great food. The great environment. This is just the place to be.
And, of course, the Get Outdoors show.
Get Outdoors
noon
broadcast
to
noon to 2 right here. We're
going
to be broadcasting right here. Yeah.
Who are you going to have on show?
We're going to have Game and Fish on. We're going to talk about bison as well. We have the local representative for Game and Fish up here. We're talking about the big bison problem. Get an update on that. We haven't had an update in a couple of
months.
What's
the big problem?
At the rim. They're tearing it up. Bison are just absolutely destroying.
Well, they only give out 3 tags a year. They can solve that pretty easily.
Game and Fish want to.
Game and Fish have been holding their hands up for about a year saying, we know how to fix this problem, guys, and we can make a lot of money doing so. But the National Park System won't allow it. So it's a big local
versus national government head-to-head.
Senator McCain is involved now. We'll get an update on that.
You bring any of your professional fish guides up for the weekend?
They are not here. I have none of my professional fish guides, so it's going to be me.
Okay.
I'll teach you how to fish.
Very good. Sounds like a winner. Get Outdoors with Mike Russell. It's a program that's heard every Saturday on KTAR from noon to 2. Now, we're talking statewide right now on our broadcast affiliates that go from Nogales to Page.
Well, hello, everybody.
How would they hear your show?
You can hear the KTAR app on your iPhone or Android, and you can hear us always at KTAR.com and stream us live.
Talking about everything outdoors.
Everything outdoors. We talk about hunting, camping, fishing, conservation. It's all there.
It's the show I've always wanted. You stole it right out from under me.
Just like pulling the rug out from under you.
Mike Russell, Get Outdoors. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
If you've been waiting to replace